Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Go. You know what happens when you hear that particular music. It's time for Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with the voice. She's in the house today. That is Miss Rita. Woo! Say something, Rita.
Oh, yes. I'm in the house.
She's there. See what I mean? The voice.
I'm ready.
And yours truly, Trent. No, not yours truly. My man, Trent McMurray, and his rent. Hey, say something, Trent.
Hey, Mr. Bobby.
Hey,
how are you?
Here. Ready. Talktainment Radio, we go where you go on the world's greatest radio. And again, you are in touch with Talking Sports Plus. And I am Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. If you decide to call, you can 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me if you'd like. Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @gmail.com. Yes, a lot of y'all listen, but you don't call in, but you can help a brother and sisters out by calling in if you'd like. All right. A lot to talk about, not a whole lot of time, so let's get with it. We got some stories by Rita and by Trent. So I'll tell you what. Let's start it off. Rita, what you got for us today?
Guess who retired yesterday?
Me?
It wasn't me, because mine was in 09.
Not you?
Talk to us. Who was it?
Tony Parker.
TP.
Yeah. Spurs legend, I'm sorry, Tony Parker. He announced his retirement. 37-year-old native of France. He played with the Spurs for 17 years.
Ooh.
Won 4 NBA titles, and in the process, teamed up with Tim Duncan.
TD.
Manu Ginobili.
Yes.
And he's a 6-time All-Star. He spent the 2018-19 season with the Charlotte Hornets, averaging 9.5 points a game in the reserve role. He finishes his career with averages of 15.5 points, 5.6 assists, and 2.7 rebounds per game.
Wow.
He was selected 28th overall in the 2001 draft.
He did pretty good, didn't he?
He did pretty good.
How many rings he got?
Is it 6?
I think it's
5.
Six. Five? Is it 5? Okay.
He didn't have 6.
Wee. Okay.
I know his ex-wife was. Oof.
Wait a minute.
Yes, ex.
Yeah, who was his ex-wife? Or is his ex-wife?
Oh, gosh. She was on Desperate Housewives. I can't call her name.
Was she desperate?
No,
she was not.
A housewife.
She got half
Eva
his money.
Longoria.
Eva
Longoria, absolutely.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Eva?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
She's gorgeous.
Yes, she. I need to have a talk with that brother.
That's what I said.
Come on, Tony.
He was speaking the language of love to her.
You know what? I'm sorry. I got her mixed up with Eva Mendez. That played opposite of Denzel.
No.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes.
Dude, you cannot.
I actually did. I had to get a picture of Eva Longoria.
Lord have mercy.
I know.
Miss.
I know. I would slap myself, but I need my hands. Mendez. Excuse me, Eva,
I'm
if you listen.
My tongue on
hey,
that
hey, hey, call in, Eva.
Please. Yeah. Call me. Yeah, call in.
Speaking about calling in, Trent, lay one on me right quick.
So, Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
We can say bye-bye.
Uh-oh.
Can you say bye-bye?
Just say
bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Kelvin Winslow Jr.
Wait a minute.
Kellen, yeah, the one that Ohio State broke that leg.
The one that said he's a beat the warrior.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
He gone.
He gone?
He on his way to prison.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This is breaking news from the Talktainment Radio .com information desk. Lay it on us, brother.
Mr. Winslow was convicted of 18 counts of serial rape. and is looking at life in prison.
Now, come on, Trent. Now, I know you not to be telling a fib.
Wait now.
Wait a minute, Trent.
18 counts. He was convicted. They're waiting on the verdict on the other seven.
There was a mistrial declared.
Yeah.
On the other eight counts.
On the other eight counts. Mm-hmm. He going to jail.
But he's going to
life.
Jail.
For life.
For life. Forever.
For raping elderly women.
Shush.
And I hope every day in there you see Bubba and Benji and Homer and, yeah.
Old women?
Yes, old women.
Vagrants and homeless people.
Yes.
Man, come on. You're making this up,
Mr.
Man.
Bobby.
On, man.
Have I ever made, well.
Truth
have
is
I
stranger
ever made
than fiction.
Up? No.
Kellen Winslow
but,
Jr.
But check this out.
Okay, I'm checking it.
Because, you know, I always like to put a bow on it.
Uh-oh.
So, think about it.
I'm thinking.
How many years is he playing the league?
I don't know. What, 7, 8?
Okay. And head concussions?
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
Come on,
I'm just saying.
So did he enter into concussion protocol?
I have no idea, but he going to enter into a jumpsuit in a prison cell.
Are you saying that it could be that because all those licks, excuse the pun, to the head,
yes,
that
it that shook it, something loose. It could be. I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor, and
I damn sure don't
stay at the Holiday Inn.
Do you think it shook his restraint? His filter, or it shook something into him?
No, it's called moral perception. Anybody who rapes elderly women is not right in the head anyway.
True.
And I'm not going to go there because we know what is at the bottom of that. But he was convicted, and he's going to prison for life.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Man,
he's still a very young man, too,
yeah.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
And you say Bubba and him is in there, huh?
Bubba waiting on him. So he going to either have to shut up or put up.
No, he pretty, too. He'll be a wife
soon. Oh, he really going to be a warrior in there, huh?
Daily. Daily.
Oh, man.
Bohicum.
Woo!
Mercy.
Woo! You know what Bohica is, don't you, Rita?
No.
Should I tell her, Trent?
Go right ahead.
Teach me.
Bohica means, now think about the letters, Bohica, it means bend over, here it comes again. Bohica, bend over, here it comes again.
So, there you go.
Wow, Trent.
It's sad, but yeah.
Man, I'm scared of you, man.
You
really dug that one. Well, you went deep on that one. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
All right. Well, we went from basketball to football. Let's go back to basketball. Trent, what do you think about this basketball series with the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors?
Mr. You know, I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, Toronto, they're going to get them one.
Yeah.
And damned if the fix wasn't in.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
The fix?
Mr. Bobby.
I'm listening.
Your boy went on a 10-point frenzy, killing them. And then they called a timeout.
Come on.
What is that about? They had them. You could see the anticipation in their eyes with 3 minutes left, and it's like they fell asleep at the wheel.
Up by six, wasn't it?
Yes. And they fell asleep at the wheel.
I wondered about that, the timing of the timeout. Like,
it did seem kind of...
What?
That's whack.
Yeah.
Somebody got a... Oh, but here's the thing.
Okay, give me the thing.
The odds?
Yes.
It was dead on. One.
Oh.
The Warriors by one. One.
Wow.
Oh, Michael Francis, where
exactly.
are you when we need you?
Thank you. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, man.
Yes. So, I want Toronto to win. I want anybody to beat Golden State. But I will say, when KD went down and went out, I like what Kawhi did.
Yes.
When he started quieting down the fans, like, no. Y'all don't do that. Not in our house. You don't do that.
Okay, now, speaking about that, because that was one of the subjects I was going to bring up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, for a moment, it looked like KD had all the marbles in his corner.
Oh, absolutely. He was killing them.
Yeah, he could dictate where he wanted to go after the season.
He still can.
Okay, now.
Watch this.
Okay, I'm okay.
You want me to break it down for you? Go ahead and finish.
Break it down, brother. Break it down.
So here it is.
Okay, here it is.
Okay, so they say it's his Achilles.
They say it.
They say it. Okay. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I don't stay at the Holiday Inn.
You don't pretend to be one, huh?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Well, okay, anywho.
love doctor.
So if it is torn, he ain't got to go nowhere, because if he stays with Golden State, he gets $31 million. And he can sit out the whole year.
Until next February.
Exactly. And then decide where he wants to go. And I'm still going to make money, because I'm KD. I'm 7 foot. I shoot threes and I play like a 6'10 power forward. Who ain't going to pay for me?
Mm.
Who's not going to pay for me?
Mount Zion is not. Do you see what his vertical leap is?
I do.
7'4".
Yes.
This dude took a shot from, let's say, from the three-point line.
Yeah.
Zion jumped up and blocked it with two hands.
Correct.
Man, child. Okay.
Well,
anyway.
So Kevin's still in the driver's seat.
You think so?
As he says, I'm Kevin Durant.
Okay. Rita, let me ask you this, Rita. Do you think that KD's injury has affected Kyrie and my New York Knicks?
You know, I don't know. I don't follow the Knicks like that, so I'm not sure what their situation is.
Hey, come on now.
Tell me more about their situation
at this draft. Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
Since
1973, Willis Reed.
You weren't born in 73,
Mr. Okay,
Bobby.
All right, we'll go back. Oh, yeah, all right, I'll forget about that. Trent, I don't know. I think this is a more serious injury than what has been let on. You're talking about his Achilles, and then they said he wouldn't be back until February.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's out for next season.
Yeah. Now,
absolutely.
You know, taking injuries like right. What is that, the baseball injury with the shoulder?
Tommy John?
No, the other one.
Oh, torn rotator cuff.
Now, you know, it really takes 2 years to come back.
That's
back.
True.
Yeah.
Now, your Achilles,
because
you got to have your feet and your toes working.
Yes, you do.
This is not a good thing.
No,
for him.
He's done. He's sitting out next year.
Did I hear
year.
You get ready to say
he's
done?
He's done for the season.
Oh, for the
he's
season.
He's sitting out next year, and he's still going to get paid. But I guarantee you, and I'm going to say this right now, date and time.
Can we have a little drum roll on this one, please?
Can you sign that?
I'll sign it. When Kevin Durant signs for his next contract, I guarantee you it's going to be for over $200 million.
There we go.
What?
Over $200 million. Watch.
Watch? That's why you play to win the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Without him on game six, which is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're going to win, Rita? They being Toronto.
I think their spirit is knocked a little bit with him gone. And they needed everything that he brought to the game last night. But he scored 10 points. They only won by one.
Okay.
They needed him in that position. So, I don't know.
Mm. Oh, there go my girl and her pipes.
Woo!
Shaka.
Yes, he has some pipes.
Oh, have mercy. And our grandma to be. Rita.
Lord. You're going to be in that cell next to Kelvin.
No, not me, bro.
That one?
Now, remember, there's two places I haven't mentioned yet. Come on now. Come on. Rita, tell me something good here.
Hmm. So since we're talking playoff basketball.
Playoffs.
I'm sorry. The finals. Draymond Green.
Draymond!
He is one technical foul away from an automatic suspension.
Okay.
If he gets one more foul in Thursday's game, which is game six, it would leave him ineligible to play in a game seven. Should they push the series?
Ain't gonna be no game seven.
Okay, Trent, you sound like you a betting man.
No, I'm just smart.
No. He picked up his sixth technical in game five.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, he was given an automatic game one suspension.
Yeah.
One game suspension, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
That played a critical role in the Cavs erasing a 3-1 deficit.
Go LeBron.
In the finals, en route to the championship.
Yes, right. LeBron.
So that being said, why can't this man hold his tongue?
Do you see them lips on that, brother?
Man.
Supposed to be a franchise player, and we're in here talking about
practice. That's right. Tell him, Allen.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Practice. Go
practice. That's classic.
That's classic. The answer, man.
Yes, it is.
The answer.
We talk about
I'm just practice. Saying.
You're just saying.
You know how much your team needs you.
Okay.
6 technical fouls already?
Mm-hmm.
6.
Six.
Six is a winner. Speaking about a winner, how about this, Trent? TopTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, what we do, sports, then we have law, health, wellness, hi, Libby, religion, and, of course, politics. Now, here's a couple that I'm going to share with you. Everlasting Life with Michelle Vanell. This is Libby. Now, hey, you got to lift.
You got to.
You got to. You got to get liberalized.
You have to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then my brother, Stacy Wiggins in Wiggins World of Wellness. Now listen, seriously, these shows are all exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and whoops, there it is, or there they are, all of the shows that TalkTainmentRadio.com carries. Now, do this. Do yourself a favor. You heard of Joe Sample, but not right now. Sample the programs. See how you like them. And if you do, then you know, get a like on them and maybe subscribe to them, too. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. This is Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby along with Miss Rita over there, the voice of TalkTainment, and then Trent McMurray. And we can't hardly wait for his rant. And if you would like to, you can call in at 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com.
Call in. Call me.
Call me.
Yeah, Marilyn Scott, call me. Yeah, you know, that's a pretty good one. Trent,
yes.
lay another one on me.
So I got to give a shout out to my boy.
Uh-oh.
Big Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
He back at home. He in Boston. He got shot. He got shot in the back while in a nightclub, Mr. Bobby.
Yeah, down in Santo Domingo?
Dominican
Republic. No, the Dominican Republic.
Dominican. Some guy walked up to him. If you haven't seen the video, you got to look it up. Some guy walked right up to him and shot him in the back.
Uh-huh. Trent,
yes.
Looking at that, does that look random to you?
No, that was a professional hit.
What did Big Poppy do?
Well, that's the key. You forget, this man got boatloads of money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the Dominican.
He was with his buddy.
He was with his boy. And I don't know, because I don't speculate. I ain't saying that, because all I know is the brother's bad out on the diamond and can play some baseball.
I heard a rumor.
Okay, let's see. Rumor control.
Careful.
The rumor, careful.
Go ahead.
Rumor has it that he was romantically linked to a gangster's wife in the Dominican Republic.
The plot thickens.
And this was a professional hit.
Man, I knew that. You can watch that. I think it's deeper than that, but it is what it is. But anyway, so they rushed him to the hospital. His dad was trying to figure out where he is, but the Red Sox sent their plane to go get him.
They did that.
They went and got him.
They did that.
Yeah, they did. And they brought him back home. He had a second surgery that saved his life.
Mm-hmm. Saved his life.
And the doctor said, dude, you'll be all right.
You know, Trent. The ironic thing about that, especially since you said the Red Sox sent the plane down there because they love Big Poppy.
Right.
In Boston. I have my feelings about Boston.
I do too.
Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Boston was the last team in Major League Baseball to integrate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the owner of the team, a former owner, Tom Yawkey.
Yawkey?
Yawkey. Yawkey. Yeah, Mr. Yawkey.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't particularly like black folk.
No, he did not.
Not at all. Mm-mm. So it's ironic, but in a good way, that the Red Sox organization, because they did love and still do Big Poppy, sent their plane down there to go get him.
Yes, they did.
Bring him back to the medical facilities here in Boston.
Exactly.
So, you know, hats off, you know, hats off to them. I guess you got to let bygones be.
Be bygones and do the right thing.
Exactly.
And Yawkey is dead. You know what Mom Mabley said about the dead one time?
Wait.
What Mom Mabley say about the dead?
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good now.
She said that you shouldn't talk about the dead unless you say something good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay.
He's dead. Good. I mean, hey, that's what Mom Mabley said.
Well,
okay.
As a good friend of mine once said, let the dead bury the dead.
Well.
All right. One more thing about this.
Mm-hmm.
Not about that, but about the basketball.
Yeah.
And I think, Trent, you already answered this, but I had it down on my list. Would you buy KD? But you gave your explanation for that. Trent, I don't think he's coming back, you know, with an injury like that. Not this year, but I just don't see him making a full recovery. You know, I don't know what the percentage is. I just don't see, not with an injury like that. And I think that Golden State actually rushed him back to play, to get, you know, into the playoff, which to me might support your theory that the fix was in. Because, man, Trent, the man was injured, man.
Correct.
And so, you know, he
everybody out. Was baffled.
He's been out for over a month, wasn't it?
Yeah, over 30 days. So
yeah.
He comes back. I mean, to me, Trent, it was an accident waiting to happen.
Yes.
That's why their GM was crying last night.
Didn't you see that?
Yeah.
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 But.
Uh-oh. Here goes the voice of reason. Go ahead, Trent.
No, I got no reason other than the fact I'm on the air. his warm-ups look good. He got cleared by the medical staff.
And, as you would say.
Right. And he played.
Trent.
And he going to sit out. He's sitting out an entire season. Mm. And he's going to come back with a vengeance. And he's going to get paid. And the ironic thing about it, I don't even like KD.
My friend Fred, I almost said Fred Sanford, but Fred Skinner.
Fred G. Sanford.
Yeah, Fred G. Sanford. The G is for great.
Great.
Or whatever it is. Anyway, he told me, something's funky in Denmark.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, he was speaking about Lumumba and all that. He told me, he dropped some science on that trip, on Patrice Lumumba.
Yeah.
And what happened in there. This was before I knew about what you and I had discussed about King Leopold.
Yes.
And what he had done, which was not in the history books and
correct.
Still isn't.
Right.
You know about that, don't you, Rita, what King Leopold did? Yeah.
Mm.
You don't know?
Tell her.
I'm here to learn.
Tell her.
Teach me.
Okay. You know, people say that Adolf Hitler was the worst mass murderer in history. According to what they said,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But research that I have done has indicated that a guy by the name of King Leopold II.
Two.
Yeah.
Number two.
Number two, yeah. And we all know what number two is. Yeah. Killed... an estimated, and maimed, and still suffering effects, over 10 million black people that are still suffering to rob the Belgian Congo
that's right.
Of all its resources and minerals, which is still going on.
Yes, it is. Still going on.
Yeah,
10 million.
Yeah, at least. And there could be a more notorious person out here other than, you know, Idi Amin and all of them. But black folks have been done that way for a while. So they selectively, quotation mark, did not put that in the history books.
No.
Yeah, just like Mansa Musa. They didn't put him in there either.
No.
The richest man ever.
Ever, yeah.
Was he black, Trent?
Of course he was.
Yes, he was.
Thank you.
It made Bill Gates and whoever else supposed to be the guy look like pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then there was one more before him.
Uh-oh.
That had more money than anybody to this day.
Wait a minute. Even more than Mansa Musa?
Even more than Mansa Musa.
Who had a train in his country all the way into Egypt?
Yes.
Lay it on me. I'm all ears. Wait a minute. This is breaking news. Go ahead, Trent.
Solomon.
King Solomon. Yeah.
David's son. Hello. Oh,
the one that had 700 wives?
Hello.
You nasty man.
That's okay. It only takes one.
Yeah. Altogether, he had 1,000 wives.
But
okay?
It only takes one.
It would take him three years to get back to the first one.
That's okay.
It is?
He had more money.
More money.
Than anybody then or now. Now. He got more money than Jeff Bezos. He had more money than Jeff Bezos.
Didn't his ex-wife get paid?
She should have got paid more.
Did
you see what she walked away with?
Yeah, but guess who's in on that? He played for the L.A. Chargers.
Hello?
Yeah, that brother.
Call me.
Yeah.
I need a new G-Wagon. Call me.
He don't care if he make the team because he with her.
Exactly.
She like them brothers.
Well, never mind. We're not going down that
road. Okay. But okay, King Solomon. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Solomon.
I just like to know how he did that one. I really did because they didn't have certain things that we have today.
But they had natural resources. Yeah. Gold, silver, diamonds, rubies.
Yeah, but what about his physical body?
The grace of God.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't go down that road.
I'm going to be nice.
Okay.
There wasn't no doing it twice.
You will if it was nice.
Oh, man. Okay. Solomon. Okay. You got me. That was a good one, Trent.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Rita, before we go to BREAK, give me another one just like the other one.
So we talked about the Women's Cup when last Two cups. We met. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now we're not talking about Dolly Parton.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Two cups.
Please go to timeout for 25 seconds. Okay. It's World Cup time for the women.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And I was reading an article talking about the five reasons why Team USA will repeat as champions. This team has leadership.
Yes.
They have experience.
Yes.
They have 200 goal scorers
yes.
on the roster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They have familiarity with being in the domestic league.
Breaking news. They won today 11-0.
13-0.
They scored two more.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yes.
Women's World Cup is laying it out. I can't wait to catch a couple of matches. Of course, I was at work this afternoon, so I couldn't catch this one. But
I saw it. And
what'd you do? Look for a couple of seconds?
And no, I watched the whole game.
Oh.
You watched that 13-0 blowout?
Mr. Bobby.
I'm listening.
These women can kick that ball around.
I'm listening.
Mr. Bobby.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay.
They give a whole new meaning to the term football, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Football, yes.
And I'm excited to see Americans getting into it as much as
well, how come the men can't do that? What's up with that?
They ain't got that fire.
Because they ain't got goalies that look like, oh, my good.
They just got the money.
Day in the morning, yes.
And Howard retired.
Yes.
He wasn't all that great anyway.
Well, Messi's still the richest athlete.
Yeah, is that what it is?
And then Neymar.
Well, maybe he should change his name to Solomon.
Wow.
Whatever it is, don't change it to Winslow Jr.
No. The third.
The booty bandits.
Baby, no.
Woo!
So, let's cheer our women on. Jesus. Make sure you're watching
the
World Cup.
I actually enjoyed watching that match.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching
in more ways than one.
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess they're going to tell somebody asked Winslow Jr., hey, have a seat. He said, I wish I could. Anyway, listen, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We have more of our hilarity Yeah, and all that good stuff. Coming up next here on Talking Sports Plus on TalkTeamItRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help, just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
Okay, back for a second, a slice of the action. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of the program Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. You have the voice here, Miss Rita. And then, of course, we have our resident pit bull who digs for stuff under the stuff. That be Trent McMurray. Now, if you'd like to call in, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me, as this person did, but I'm not going to talk about the president today. But you can Gmail me at 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Trent, I was instructed to ask you to go into more depth about what Kellen Winslow Jr., not senior, Jr., has done involved in, what was it, rape or what now?
Yes. So, first of all, Kellen Winslow Jr., he was convicted of forcible rape, indecent exposure, and lewd conduct. Okay? So, he's a tight end. So,
I guess he is now.
Well, it's going to be tighter now.
Woo!
But last year, he was convicted of rape of a 58-year-old Encinitas woman, identified Jane Doe, whatever. She was homeless, and he raped her multiple times.
I guess he's going to be a split end now.
Right.
Go ahead.
On May 13th of last year, Winslow pulled up and saw her and asked her if she wanted to go get coffee. She agreed to it, got in her car, and that was the end of that story.
Was that the one that he forced himself on her? Was that
yes.
The forcible? Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Over and over and over.
Rita, when you hear a story like that, you being a female, what comes across your mind in a predominantly male-oriented world when it comes to sports and among other things?
I think that sometimes we get lost in the detail of just talking about rape and thinking that it's sex, but rape is violence. And this person has some predisposition to violence, and he is not safe to be walking around. I'm glad that he has been convicted. I hope that he is found guilty on all of the charges. I know that there was some 8 charges, I believe, where mm-hmm. there was a hung jury on those 8 charges that I believe were related to the story of him raping a 17-year-old.
What?
When he was 19, he had come home from college for the summer, and in the rape of, I believe, the 57-year-old, I think it was.
So, and on top of that, and this is where I say, you know, when I talked about the concussion.
Yes.
There was an incident May 2nd where a 58-year-old woman was gardening in her front yard. He followed her around her house and exposed himself mm-hmm. to her before he left on a bicycle.
Man, that man's got okay. some problems.
Okay, there's more.
Uh-oh. There's more.
The lewd conduct conviction comes from an incident from just a few months ago while Winslow was out on bail from the rape charge.
Out on bail.
And was arrested for harassing a 77-year-old woman in a Carlsbad gym, by masturbating in front of her.
God.
Jurors seem to be having a hard time coming to an agreement of the charges as of Friday. So I think this is deep, man. I think he has some mental health issues, and if somebody would actually get this brother some help, they would find out that it is related to concussions.
Well, the only thing I can say, I guess he won't be taking dictation.
Oh, yes, he will.
Oh, that's temptation. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes, he will.
All right.
It's a sad story. And
sad.
Unfortunate. And I know that there's some other things that will come into play later to, you know, talk about. Perhaps the concussions has something to do with it. But I genuinely believe that this is something that is deeply seated in your soul mm-hmm. if you can commit this type of act.
If this stuff was done before he got into the pros, there were some issues there. Exactly. And somebody knew about this trip.
Where'd he go to college?
The University of Miami Hurricanes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who broke his leg?
Wait a minute.
Who broke his leg?
A lot of people did. Hey, isn't that where Aaron Hernandez was?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not trying to indict nobody or nothing or anything, but it's the culture down there.
It's the culture. Wow. Trent.
Yes.
We need another football league. Guess what's coming up?
What's coming up?
Coming up next on, how about the XFL?
XFL?
Dallas. Houston. Oh, we got Houston in there. Okay. Dallas, Houston, L.A., New York. We got the Lou in there, St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
Seattle and Tampa Bay.
Wait a minute. XFL.
XFL.
Football.
Football.
Football. American football.
American football.
In those cities.
In those 8 cities. And you know what?
What?
It may be successful because they got the two anchor cities, New York and L.A., then they got Dallas, and then they got Houston, which is the fourth largest city in the United States. They got the Lou in there, Seattle and Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And then they got tremendous funding.
Yes.
And what's his name? Bob Stooper. I mean, Stoops.
Bob Stoops.
Is one of the people that is going to be the head of the Dallas franchise.
The Dallas team, yeah.
Yeah, the XFL.
Well.
They're associated with that, what is that, WWE?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vince
McMahon.
Money.
Yeah, he got
money.
Buku money. He owns it.
Money.
He owns it all.
Yeah. Money. It's not going to be like the AAF.
But he put up $200 million of his own money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, $200 million.
Football, Mr. He's a football. Trent, give me another story.
So, here. Mr. Bobby, I almost didn't do this story because it's deep and personal.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Run silent, run deep, Clark Gable.
Daniel Jones.
DJ.
He's on track to be ready to play week one for the Giants.
Daniel Jones, okay.
The New York Giants have done nothing
but New York football Giants.
Correct, have done nothing but gush about quarterback Daniel Jones since selecting him the number six overall pick in April. The offensive coordinator, Mike Shula, said he thought Jones could start in week one if the Giants needed him to.
Mm.
On Tuesday, head coach Pat Shurmur continued to tout the worthiness of his rookie, saying Jones is on track to be able to get himself ready to play week one.
I wonder what Dwayne Haskins thinks of this.
Yeah,
I had to go there.
During the pre-draft process, Jones was praised for his intelligence, among other things.
What about the other ones? Haskins is intelligent, isn't he?
It seems clear that he is picking up Shurmur's system quickly and that he has impressed the Giants coaching staff as of today.
I'm hurt, Trent.
Based on the reviews, I'm not done. Based on the reviews Eli Manning has gotten this summer from writers who cover the Giants, the team may be relying on Jones far sooner than anticipated.
So we can forget that song, Eli's coming, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Whether any of this translates to success on the field come Sundays, both in the short and long term, remains to be seen.
We need Donald Lawrence when Sunday comes. Rita, give me a story
before
we... We
need Dwayne Haskins.
Give me a story before we go to the rant.
Dumbass.
Uh-oh.
Hey!
Strong language.
Golly. I'm sorry.
So,
dumb donkey, huh? Okay.
There was a fan struck by another foul ball at a baseball game the other night.
Mm-hmm.
White Sox Nationals game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A fan sitting in the guaranteed rate field.
Yep.
She was struck in the head by a foul ball Monday night. She was sitting above the dugout on the third base side.
Mm-hmm.
And she got hit hard, of course. It was a drive. And she was bleeding around her head. She was able to get up and walk, up to the concourse with stadium personnel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this has been a hot topic here lately.
Yes, it
as
has.
Protective netting that extends only to the end of the dugouts on each side is compliant with Major League Baseball rules. However, extending the netting at stadiums has been a hot topic around the league because of concern for these type of situations. Just a couple of weeks ago, a foul ball hit a young fan at Minute Maid Park.
Yep, a little girl.
A little girl.
Where is Minute Maid Park at, by the way? Rita?
I don't know.
Houston!
Houston?
Yeah.
Is it in Houston?
Houston keeps coming up today for some reason.
I mean, you know, I used to live in Houston, but we're going to get back. I did.
Bless your heart.
I did.
Fourth largest city in the United States, Houston. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Minute Maid Park. That little band box.
Yeah.
What goes on in Houston?
When the little girl was hit by the ball, I'm going to find out what happened in Houston one day. You're just going to stop. The players for both teams were visibly shaken. It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
So Do you think that Major League Baseball is actually going to make a change? Or should they do simple things like prevent people from sitting above the dugout? Not going to happen?
No, because that's money they lose.
That's okay. Right.
They'll put up the nets.
Right.
If one more person dies, like that woman that died out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all it's going to take.
All right. Uh-oh. Here we go. Marvin warming up in the bullpen. Marvin Gaye, my man. Thank you, Marvin. This is the time of the program where we go. Let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of the of Talking Sports Plus. Yeah, here. Talking Sports Plus along with Rita, the voice. And then we have Trent McMurray. But it is at this special time where we ask Trent to talk about you. I mean, to give his take on a hot subject today. So Trent, take it away.
So, Mr. Bobby, I couldn't even wrap my head around this topic because it's so insane. So, the Democrats,
okay,
are talking about. There's new procedures in order how you can win the chance to run for freaking president.
You can win the chance?
Whatever. You gotta. You have to get a percentage of votes, and it has to be spread across 9 states.
Oh my goodness!
And you have to have the contribution money can only come
from where?
130 people from 9 states or across. It's stupid. So this is the fix is in, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, the fix is really in, meaning it's about to go south real quick. So I don't know, folks. This is all I'm going to tell you. Do your homework, please. Don't just roll up to the poll and just pull the lever, okay? Do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Be the responsible American you are. Whether you like the country or not, that is not the point. The point is educate yourself always on all matters that involve you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
So the Democrats are trying to figure out a way to possibly, I'm going to use a strong word.
Well,
here.
Go ahead.
Rig the election.
Oh.
And I'm an independent,
yeah.
So get over it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure it out because they're scared.
Wow.
They're running scared.
Wow.
So, folks, take your time. Do your homework. Don't take no BS.
Yeah.
Stand up. Speak out. Cross your T's, dot your I's, and mind your P's and Q's. I'm just saying, Mr. Bobby.
Well, Trent, is it true?
Yes.
That the Republican and Democratic Party are a different wing of the same bird.
That would be correct. That is a winner.
You know what? 45 may win this thing again.
That would not surprise me.
No, it's the
because he don't care.
He don't care.
About nothing.
He don't care about nothing.
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 But they're trying to impeach him. Which they still talking out the side of their neck.
They sure are. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It's
not
going to
happen. Trent, Rita, mm-hmm. Do you know anything about...
baseball?
Well, that too, Sammy Sosa. About Santa Anita.
Santa Claus.
I do not.
Santa Anita, California?
California, yay. Which was named after a black woman, by the way. California.
That would be true.
Khalifa, I think
yes.
It was. About these horses dying, Trent.
Yes.
They shoot horses, don't they? That was a movie.
Lethal injection.
Yeah. But what's going on out there, Trent?
Yeah, from what I understand, these horses are dying at the racetracks.
Yes.
And they're not being reported, or they are being reported, and sooner or later, the animal activists are going to go insane and start trying to outlaw horse racing. And the gambling people and the casinos and the track owners are going to win because there's more money in horse racing.
The sport of kings.
It instead of getting it done. But in the state of Kentucky, which is the homeland of horse racing.
Yes, it is.
It is not required to report when horses die.
Yeah, yeah. And them stud fees are out of sight.
I know.
They are.
Yeah.
I had a college roommate who bred horses, and I remember her trying to get her funds together to breed her mare. And ooh-wee. Ooh. Stud fees are high.
Have you ever watched it, Rita?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have a healthy respect for big animals like horses.
Yeah.
Okay. Big animals.
Uh-huh. Big animals. Okay, leave that alone. Okay. local news around here, Trent. Uh-huh.
Local or loco?
Both.
Okay.
WBNS TV.
Uh-oh.
What we do?
WBNS 10 TV.
WBNS 10 TV.
Okay.
Has been sold.
Sold?
What?
Has been sold to, let me get this correct, Tegna. They sold their...
Who?
Tegna. T-E-G-N-A. It has to do with the Gannett News Service and all them, the combination of all their letters together.
Gotcha.
For, get this, Trent, one half of $1 billion.
$500 million?
$535.
I would have gave him $550.
Okay, $535. Including the stations in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And WTOL in Toledo.
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 The Mud Hens.
Yes.
They sold that. Got rid of all that. Now, you already know that they have disbanded themselves or sold the Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, they did.
That's gone.
Yes, it is.
So they are not the media big kingpin in the city of Columbus now.
Who owns Channel 6?
I think it's Sinclair Broadcasting.
Yes, it
I
is.
Think.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, Channel 10 is gone bye-bye.
Channel 10 used to be the leader in television in Central Ohio, plus they had the newspaper, but they're gone now.
Wow.
The Wolf family has, well, they're out.
Divested,
except for the Capital Club or something, which has to do with real estate.
Gotcha.
They're in there. Okay.
Okay. Well, bye, Channel 10.
Bye. Rita.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me another one, just like the other one.
Mm. So good you had to do it twice.
Oh, New York, New York.
New York.
Okay, anyway. I was just reading a story about Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods!
Tiger Woods' lawyer saying that he has no connection to a bartender's death, and they want the lawsuit tossed.
That's true. That's true.
Yes. A Florida court is being asked to dismiss wrongful death lawsuit filed by the parents of a 24-year-old bartender who was employed at a restaurant owned by the 15-time major champion. Woods and his girlfriend, Erica Herman, were listed as defendants in a lawsuit filed in Palm Beach County last month.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
That restaurant wasn't the the 19th hole, was it?
I'm going to keep reading.
Okay.
The bartender died in a single car accident last December, and he had an estimated blood alcohol concentration of 0.256, more than three times the legal limit.
What does that have to do with Tiger? Did Tiger tell him to drink it?
Absolutely nothing, but Tiger's got deep pockets, and they're going to try and come for those pockets.
Okay.
So in May, Wood said, "We're all very sad that Nick passed away." When asked about the lawsuit, it was a terrible night, a terrible ending. The lawsuit alleged that he was overserved for about 3 hours after his shift at the Woods in Juniper, Florida.
Bingo.
That dude was drunk, wasn't he?
Drunker than Cootie Brown.
Okay.
I've been trying to figure out who the hell is Cootie Brown, man. I heard that all like Cootie Brown.
I don't want to know Cootie Brown.
Cootie Brown? You don't know him?
Yeah, Mike got the cooties. I don't know.
Ask your mom.
So the court has not decided yet, but the lawyers don't feel that this is going to hold any real weight here.
Or water, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was an alcoholic.
Trent, before I ask you to give us, let me ask Rita this question. Rita, have you heard the latest about Derek Fisher,
oh,
the
no.
former what is he, a Laker and all that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That he was involved in a little shenanigans.
He's always got some shenanigans.
Well, how about this shenanigans? Derek Fisher came out and said something about the WNBA players and that they are unfairly treated. What do you think about that?
Unfairly treated how?
Well, with their money and all that other kind of stuff, you know.
I'm surprised, but I would agree that they should probably be compensated with the likes of their male counterparts. But do their ratings
thank you.
Actually
warrant.
Support that?
Yes. Well, what do you think? Do you watch it? Tell the truth.
No.
Okay. Trent, do you? No, I ain't going to ask you. I already know you don't watch it. I don't watch it either.
No.
But he's taking up this cause that they are, you know,
I
unfairly
used to.
Treated. Yeah. I know you like to watch. Okay.
He don't play no more.
Oh. All right. Trent, give me a story here, man. Please hurry up, man.
He tickled himself.
So, Mr. Bobby, did you happen to see the Pirates and the Braves? And if you didn't, did you at least see the fight?
No.
Because
the thing about Kellen Winslow being a butt pirate.
Pittsburgh right-hand pitcher Joe Musgrove.
It's always got to be a Joe in it.
And Atlanta third baseman Josh Donaldson.
Okay.
Were ejected from Monday night's game between the Pirates and the Braves.
What'd they do, man?
They triggered both benches clearing into a frenzy of arms and legs and hands and blows being thrown.
Wait a minute. What was the name of the Long Rangers horse?
Tonto.
No. Tonto was the man.
Silver.
No,
Silver.
Was it?
Silver.
Oh, okay.
The Long Ranger's horse name was Silver.
Well,
Hi-ho, Silver.
Well, there we go.
Okay, well, then who was Trigger?
Trigger, I don't know.
Was that Tonto's horse?
No, that was
Rogers.
Your boy's
Oh,
boy
Roy Rogers.
Rogers.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, from the gallery. Okay.
So.
Okay.
With two outs in the first inning.
Two.
Musgrove pitched. Grazed at Donaldson's jersey.
Okay.
As Donaldson headed to first base, he exchanged words with Musgrove and took a few steps towards the mound between Pittsburgh's catcher, Ellis Diaz, intervened.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
his mama called him Clay. I'ma call him Clay. All
right,
go ahead.
Right. So the catcher saw this dude veer off the first base and head to the pitcher's mound.
Okay.
So the catcher intercepted him.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Mm. Donaldson shoved Diaz. That prompted players from both dugouts.
Did you say Diaz or? Okay, go ahead.
Diaz. Yeah,
okay.
Diaz.
Diaz.
Okay.
Diaz. Okay. Diaz. Okay.
Who's the catcher?
Not the donkey.
Right. He pushed him, and that was it. That's all it took.
Just one look. Oh, so, just one push.
So three of them were all three. Three were ejected from the game.
They were rejected or ejected?
Ejected.
Or both?
Or both.
Rita, do you have a final story for us?
You know what? I do.
Oh, okay. Let's have it.
Long, long time ago in a land far, far away.
Alden Smith ring a bell?
Wait a minute.
Alden.
Troubled former San Francisco 49ers defensive end was pulled over again for a traffic violation.
What
and guess
he,
what?
What had he done?
Guess what? He was drunk again.
Alden!
He's been issued a DUI multiple times.
I ain't mad at him.
In November, he pleaded no contest to violating court order and false imprisonment and was sentenced to 90 days in jail. You can't laugh yet. I haven't gotten to the punchline.
You drink it is good.
And 3 years of probation to settle a domestic violence case involving his then-fiancé from earlier last year.
Mm.
Smith was permitted to serve the sentence at an inpatient alcohol and drug treatment center. Mm. And now he's got another DUI. He was suspended from the Oakland Raiders in November of 2015, and they have yet to reinstate him. He's coming back.
I don't think so either.
You know, I ain't mad at him. He's drinking. It's good. He's getting his drink on. Leave the man alone.
Drinking.
I'm trying to understand. A drink is nice, but it ain't never been that good.
All right.
And you ain't never drank no kryptonite.
And lastly, how about this?
What?
How often should you change your oil?
Oh, Lord.
Well, God, I'm not even touching that one. I'm going home.
Oh. Wait.
Well.
I plead the fifth.
I'm going to bite because I'm going to hear. How often do I need to change my oil?
Listen. TalkDavidRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. That's our theme song to go away.
To go away.
When you're having fun, change your oil. Hey.